That's right. So I'm John Matusi, our time machine. We're going to sift through the sands of time. We're going to leaf through the history books. We're going to find out just what's happened on today's date, today being the 26th of January, just what's going on this day in history. On this day in the year 1500, Spanish explorer Vicente Yanez Pinzon became the first European to set foot on Brazilian soil. He had previously sailed with Christopher Columbus on the first voyage to the New World in 1492.
Carry on my wayward son, there'll be peace when you are done. Lay your weary head to rest, don't you cry no more.
January 26, the 1531 Lisbon earthquake occurred in the Kingdom of Portugal sometime between 4 and 5 a.m. in the morning. The earthquake and subsequent tsunami destroyed much of the city, resulting in approximately 30,000 deaths and about one-third of the structures in the city destroyed by the quake. 1788, the first fleet of British ships arrived at Port Jackson in New South Wales, and the flag of Great Britain was raised at Sydney Cove by Governor Arthur Phillip. Of course, here in Australia, today is either celebrated as Australia Day or derided as Invasion Day, or for a lot of people, just another day off work. 1808, Australian pioneer settler John MacArthur was arrested, sparking the Rum Rebellion, which saw the Governor of New South Wales, William Bligh, overthrown. It was the only successful armed takeover of the Government of Australia, although it failed to last very long and order was soon restored. The state of Tennessee over in the United States enacted the first prohibition law in the US on today's date in 1838. 1841, James Remer took formal possession of Hong Kong Island at what is now known as Possession Point, establishing British Hong Kong. The world's largest diamond, the Cullinan, weighing in at more than half a kilo, was found at the Premier Mine near Pretoria in South Africa on today's date in 1905. Loads more Australian history this morning, as you might expect. 1928, Indigenous Australian protesters held the very first day of mourning, coinciding with Australia Day celebrations, of course, continuing the day of mourning continuing up until today. The city of Darwin was first granted city status up in the Northern Territory on today's date in 1959. 1960, the Australian of the Year awards were first awarded. 1966, the Beaumont children, three siblings, Jane, Anna and Grant, aged between 4 and 9 years old, all disappeared during a trip they took alone to the beach, never to be seen again. Their disappearance resulted in one of the largest police investigations in Australian history and remains one of Australia's most infamous cold cases. And last in Australian history, 1971, four children and three young adults were killed in the 1971 Canberra flood. Finally, on this date in 1998, on American television, then US President Bill Clinton said, "I want to say one thing to the American people. I did not have sexual relations with that woman, Miss Lewinsky," referring, of course, to Monica Lewinsky of the Lewinsky scandal. Of course, later on, the excuses became, "Well, depends what you mean by sexual relations," to which most people said, "Yes, Bill, what you did absolutely counts as sexual relations." Got some famous birthdays for us as well. The very first African-American female pilot, Bessie Coleman, was born on today's date in 1892. Hollywood heartthrob Paul Newman was born on January 26 in 1925. Ellen DeGeneres is 60 this morning, and hockey player Wayne Gretzky, the great one, is 57. Got some famous musos for us as well. Maria von Trapp of the Trapp Family Singers, inspiration for The Sound of Music, was born on January 26 in 1905. Billy Greer of Kansas, he is 66 this morning. We were hearing a terrific song from them. Can't hear it these days without thinking of the television show Supernatural myself, but there you go. Carry On My Wayward Son. Going out, however, on someone different today. More birthdays. Country singer Lucinda Williams is 65. Eddie Van Halen of Van Halen is 63. R&B singer Anita Baker is 60. Norman Hassan of UB40, also 60. I do love me some red, red wine, but going out on this one today. To Andrew Ridgely, one half of the English duo Wham, along with George Michael, sold more than 30 million certified records worldwide from 1982 to 1986 when the band broke up. Well, broke up rather amicably, actually. The two of them actually first got together in primary school, where Andrew took George under his wing. Now, George, you would probably say, did a little bit better for himself once going their separate ways, but Andrew still living quite comfortably these days. He's 55. Very happy birthday, Andrew. We are going out on Wham's classic track. This is Wake Me Up Before You Go-Go. Taking us out on this day in history for 2SER 107.3.
Tomorrow night, it's cold out there, but it's warm.